see the Lord Jesus after the Lord's table, we felt we are surrounded by this deep, deep love of Jesus.
是的，主啊，在我们啊这个饮用饼杯之后，我们感觉到我们是深深的啊被你的这个深深的爱来环绕。
Your love is underneath me, all surround us. Your love really lift up to you.
啊，我们啊实在是被你的爱来应庇啊，被你的爱来环绕啊，你的爱把我们啊提到你那里去。
And Lord, your love is like an ocean, it's so vast, so beyond each and every individual one of us.
你的爱是像啊比海洋还浩大啊，能够达到啊我们每一个啊人。
And Lord, we really marvel at the vastness of your love, at the depths of your love.
我们实在是啊稀奇啊你这个浩大这个深啊深深的爱。
So indeed,As we come this second hour, to you, to share in fellowship in the body of Christ, but we pray for your presence.
啊，我们这个第二段有别的时间啊，当我们一起来啊见证啊你啊你自己的时候啊你的啊爱来啊引导我们。
And Lord, pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us further to know the depths, the wealth of your love.
啊，你圣上的灵能够引导我们进去，来更能认识啊，你这个浩大啊，这个极深的大爱。
And encourage us to follow you and to love you back, and Lord, may you gain all the glory.
And 我们能够啊，我们来紧紧啊，来能够来跟随你，来爱你啊，我们把所有的赞美啊，荣耀归给你。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
啊，我们祷告奉主耶稣啊，宝贵的名。
We will quickly read a scripture in Acts.
我们要很快读一下使徒行传。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
使徒行传第二章第一节。
In the fulfilling of the day of the Pentecost, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, a sound came out from heaven,as borne along by the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And tongues as of fire appeared to them, being distributed as they sat upon each of them.And they were all filled of the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance.
第三节，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Brothers and sisters, today we gather together have this second hour open sharing time.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天聚在一起，在能够有这一段第二段的自由分享的时间。
I just want to have a sensing, like want to remind all of us, actually, the reason we can share the life or testimony is just because of what the Lord has done.
我有个感觉，就是我们今天能够就在这里来一起做见证就是因为主耶稣他为我们所做的。
Because,His death on the cross and His resurrection, He dealt with all our sins. We are forgiven, we are saved.
他为我们死，并且复活，我们都是蒙他拯救。
Just as on the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given, even today, you and I, who are His, we have the same Spirit, even the same Holy Spirit that was pulled down more than 2,000 years ago on the The church was formed.
就是像在五旬节的时候，这个圣灵降下在美国圣徒身上，在2000年前他这个圣灵降到这个教会里面来同样我们也领受都领受了这个圣灵。
So today, with the same Holy Spirit leading and guidance, and His work in our life, today, by the same Spirit, by the same Lord, we come and share the testimony, and may the glory be given to Him.
今天我们蒙着圣灵的带领我们一起来这里借着这个圣灵我们来做见证，我们要把所有的荣耀归给他。
Another verse to encourage us is in Ephesians chapter 4.
另外一个经节是以弗所书的第四章。
Our English Bible study group has been studying the book of Ephesians.
我们这个英文的查经组我们最近在读以弗所书。
And I also notice a lot of English speaking brothers and sisters can also join us.
就很多讲英文的弟兄姊妹也能够
encourage to join us.
能够这个鼓励我们能够一起来跟我们一起查经。
More brothers and sisters can join us. If you can
就更多的姊妹希望可以跟我们一起来查，就是讲英文的弟兄姊妹。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1. There I therefore the prisoner in the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
以弗所书第四章第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
第四节，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Verse 7, but to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And then we jump to verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
第七节，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。然后第十二节，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Lastly, and this until we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a full grown man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may no longer may be infants.Tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine in the dishonest man in cunning craftiness to the well deceit. But that you, speaking the truth in love, may in all things grow up unto him who is the head, even Christ.
最后我们读十三节，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
I think these verses really apply to all aspects of life, but today in the context of open sharing, may this principle really lead and guide us.That we can speak the truth in love, in all things grow up unto him with the head, even Christ.
这一段我们刚才读的这些可以应到生活所有的这个细节，但是我们今天呢，我们要特别强调，我们能够借着我们的交通，我们唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
As we gather, our purpose to glorify Christ.
我们聚集的目的就是要来荣耀我们的主。
And in his love, the body build up each other.
在他的爱里面，我们可以互相联络，被建立。
A practical reminder for today is, as always, we recommend to limit your sharing within 10 minutes.
今天还是有个提醒。
Including translation.
今天还是有个提醒，我们每位弟兄姐妹上来交通，我们把交通时间包括翻译能够限制在十分钟之内。
And if you really cannot finish in 10 minutes, when we raise up the 15 minute sign, please really wrap up.
如果你不能在十分钟内交通完，到十五分钟之前，希望你能够结束。
Yeah.
我会提醒你。
But for special cases, like if someone's leaving US, going back to China or traveling, you know, we will also have a great time too.
如果有弟兄姊妹有特殊状况，就是你们要回中国，要离开美国这些我们会有恩典的一些考虑。
We will start with our sister Jin Bao. She will share with us give the testimony about Thanksgiving to the Lord.
我们一开始我们金宝姊妹先来上面为我们交通。
And afterwards, the time will be open to everyone.
之后呢，我们把这时间就给弟兄姊妹。
各位弟兄姊妹，大家早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
其实我来美国四个多月，就是感谢弟兄姊妹们，一直对我们的指导和帮助。
I've been in the U.S. for 4 and some months, and I just want to thank the brothers and sisters for their support and help.
就是其实结果现在已经也知道孩子已经归到了天家。
So although we know that the result is that my child has gone to be with the Lord.
但是在主里每一段话每一首歌都安慰我。
But in the Lord, every word from him and every song comforts me.
正如刚才歌上所说领我归家安息天上到万代。
Just as the song, the hymn just said, lead me onward, lead me homeward.
也因着我和孩子有同样的信，同样的主，我想在主里我们永远在一起。
Because my child and I have the same faith and the same God, we are always together.
所以我们不是分开，我们是暂时去了不同，在不同的地方，但依然还是在主里。
So although we are separated for a time, we are.
My son will have children
to join the school. 那所以呢，就是因为他那个他因为是当护士，所以呢有些时候星期六不能够去聚会。但是我的女婿还有他们家人都是继续参加这个 Zoom 的聚会。
And not only that, I know one day when I think of the before Saturday, I called Kevin. I said, Kevin, I want to stay over your house on Saturday night, then I can join your meeting next Sunday.
那在这个星期六以前，我就打电话给我儿子 Kevin， 跟他说，哦，我希望能够住在你家这样子。在星期六以前住你家，这样我可以参加你们那边的星期六星期日的主日聚会。
Then Kevin answer me, oh mom, I can make it for you.
那结果儿子跟我说，妈，我没办法让你这样子做。
Because Johnny family and Sharon family will stay over to a family stay over his house on Saturday night.Enjoy the meeting next Sunday.
因为他弟弟妹妹呢，跟他们全家人两家人都要在星期六住在他家，所以变成说，他们家就住满了，这样他们可以星期天一起去聚会敬拜。
Then I heard that news, I was so happy. I mean, so happy. Thank God. That God really bring the whole family back to Him.
那就听到这个。告诉我的这个事情的时候，我实在是感谢神，就是因为呢，神就借着这件事情把我们全家人都带在一起了。
Because they both living in Long Island, it's a long like driving, long distance driving to New Jersey.
因为呢，另外两个孩子他们的家都住在长岛，他们要开车到纽泽西是很长的距离的开车。
So I really thank God, really God really like not only do the caring and comfort job, they also like prepare the salvation for, because my son-in-law probably he's not been I don't know he accept our Lord Jesus yet.
那我感谢神是因为他不单单是做了救恩的工作，不单单是做了安慰的工作，他也做了救恩的工作，是因为我的女婿呢可能都还没有得救。
So I really thank God, really do a do a really good. I mean that's really for them is a good testimony.
所以呢，我感谢神，因为这个对他们来说是一个很好的见证。
So last, I try to share some Bible words that really touched my heart.
最后要跟大家分享一些圣经的经文是感动我的。
Okay, first Psalm 46, one, like chapter 46, verse one.
首先是诗篇第四十六篇第一节。
God is our refuge and strength, and every present help in trouble.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
And the second one is a Second Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 9.
第二个是哥林多后书第第十二章第九节。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Okay, last word is Isaiah 41:10.
最后是以赛亚书第四十一章第十节。
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for am I your God? I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊惶，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
So I let's say Hallelujah to our Lord Jesus.
要跟我们的主说哈利路亚，谢谢。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我今天想跟大家交通呢有两个内容。
There are two topics I would like to fellowship with brothers and sisters on.
第一个就是想向大家报告一下关于前两个礼拜东岸特会的这个大概的概况。
The first is regarding a conference I had on the East Coast from 2 weeks ago.
接下来就是我想在这个特会的信息当中我有一点点个人的领会跟感悟。
And a little bit of the learnings from what I, what was spoken at the conference to me personally.
这个东岸特会这个它的具体名称叫做美东基督教基督徒追求聚会。
This conference, it's called the, East Coast, Christian Conference.
它简称为 ECCC。
ECCC。
这个有几个我们美东地区有几个教会来负责主办，他们就是都是在每一年的五月份，月底左右，大概是在Memorial Day weekend。
And so it's a couple of fellowships that usually come together this time of the year, around Memorial Day weekend.
这个地址是在宾州一个大学里面。
And this is this usually takes place in a university in eastern Pennsylvania.
今年的话是第三年。
And it's the third year.
那在这个特会期间，我很感谢主，我这个让我有机会参与这个特会的服事。
And I thank the Lord that I had a chance to be one of those that serve also during the conference.
在特会的期间，我们有召开那个同工会的这个会议。
And so as co-workers, we meet before.
大家就是讨论说，这个特会有没有必要继续发展下去。
And one of the things that we talked about was whether we continue, as in year past.
当时大家的意见就是说，认为因为。我们有很多以前这个东岸特会还没有举办之前，我们有很多这边东岸的弟兄姐妹去西岸，去那个旧金山那边、西岸那边去参加特会。
And there are many we talked about where, even though these are brothers and sisters who live on the East Coast, they would go to the West Coast for the West Coast conference.
那因为大家很多弟兄姐妹都认为，就是我们有必要每一年开这样的特会在东岸地区，以便于大家没有必要去坐飞机到那边去带来的这个交通上面的负担。
And so there was a sensing that maybe we need to continue because then those who live on the east coast can do not need to then take the plane and fly to the west coast just for being able to join the conference.
感谢主，这个就神为我们预备这样的地点。
And I thank the Lord for preparing such a location for us.
这个在宾州一个大学里面，这个场所非常的完美，非常的完善，各方面的条件。
It's really a wonderful place. The conditions were perfect in where this university is located.
当时我们这个负责弟兄跟那个校方签合同的时候，校方只给我们最多的人数，他说大概居住人数只有380个。
So when we signed a contract with the university, they told us that the max capacity of 380.
但是我们从4月1号开始登记报告的时候，登记注册的时候，我们仅仅两天时间就达到340几个人。
And so, but when registration opened in April, in the first 2 days, it's already 340 something people.
那弟兄姐妹看到这种情况，就继续与那个校方协商，能不能再增加一部分给我们住宿的地方。
So we talked to the administration at the school to see if we're able to increase the capacity.
那非常感谢主，校方也同意再给我们预备100个人的这个住宿的地方。
And so the school said yes, and in fact they prepared an additional 100 spaces for accommodation.
那感谢主，我今天跟大家报告这个内容的目的，主要目的是希望，我们弟兄姐妹在你们时间允许的条件允许的情况下，我们明年预备这样的时间也去参加这个特会。
And the reason why I want to share this with you is because so when next year similar time comes, if you're able to, it will be great for you to be able to join the conference as well.
今年我们的做这个主讲的弟兄有两位。
And there are two main speakers this year.
一个是孙国度弟兄。
One is Brother Godwin's son.
他是来自于西岸的那个从旧金山那个加州那边过来的。
And he comes from the West Coast.
另外一个是那个钟礼恩弟兄。
The other one is Brother John.
他是从休斯顿过来的。
He is from Houston.
今年的主讲的内容，一个是归回根源。
There are two topics. One of the topics is returned to the origin.
另外一个是回到神的同在里。
And the second topic is returned to God's presence.
这个我相信我们有好多弟兄姐妹都在网络这个视频上这个现场的直播，我们相信有许多弟兄都有听到都有看到哈。就是我相信有许多弟兄姐妹有现场的直播。
Okay. So maybe many actually were able to join virtually through the live stream.
这个我具体的也不是做具体的，不要做具体的介绍哈。
So I won't go into many of the specifics.
孙国度弟兄讲到，就说他的主题讲到归回根源。
So Brother Sun, he talked about return to the origin.
这个也是我第一次听到他用一种这个时间的圆周来形容我们人的生命的回归啊。
And so he uses the arc of the events in this life to talk about our return to the origin.
他讲到就是说我们的生命起初从基督来，我们也在自己的生命当中经历许多，然后最后回归到基督生命里面。
And so similarly in our spiritual life, there's such an arc that we go through thing that brings us back to Christ.
在中文里这个钟礼恩弟兄分享到就说他讲到就说回到神的同在里。
And Brother John talks about returning to God's presence.
他有个主题讲到就是守望者的呼召。
It's the calling of the observer, a watchman.
Yeah, 那守望者，什么叫做守望者？
And so what is a watchman?
这个连弟兄他讲到几个例子，一个讲到就是说摩西。
And one example that was brought up was Moses.
还有讲到以赛亚。
And the other one is Isaiah.
再讲到以西结。
And Ezekiel.
这三位先知我们大家弟兄姐妹都非常熟悉。
Of course, these are familiar prophets.
当他讲到摩西的时候，
we talked about Moses.
他说摩西当神呼召的时候，他回应神，第一个回应神，他说我什么都不会啊。
And talking about for Moses, when God called him, his first response was, I really do not know anything.
那神当神拣选一个人的时候，他有特别的旨意在你身上。
And it's like that when God calls you, he has a special purpose in your life.
他神就让摩西看到一个异象。
And so he allowed Moses to see a vision.
什么异象呢？
What's the vision?
就是说荆棘的燃烧。荆棘的燃烧，荆棘的燃烧。
It's the burning bush.
啊，我当时听的时候我也很感动。荆棘，他既看到的时候，当摩西走进去看的时候。
And so when Moses went to explore the burning bush,
那神就对摩西有声音叫他。
And then he heard a voice at that time.
他说摩西，摩西。
He said, Moses, Moses.
我想这个故事大家都知道哈，我其实简单的提一下哈。
And so I'll just briefly touch on the story.
那这意思就是说，当神要使用一个人的时候，他神一定会在你这个人身上，他有成就，他负责成就。
And so when he has a purpose for you, he will call you. He is responsible for that calling.
那我们大家都知道，摩西如何在用40年的时间，他把自己一切都倒空。一切都换平，一切都回归。
And so, of course, we know the story of Moses, how through the 40 years, how he emptied himself, how he returned, and how he was at the end.
那神呼召摩西带以色列百姓出埃及。
And so he called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
那我们在直观上感觉到好像是摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及。
Of course, at first it may seem like it's Moses who's leading the children of Israelites.
那真正的是我们耶和华神，他用云柱跟火柱来带领以色列百姓出埃及。
But it's really the pillar of fire and cloud that actually led the people of Israel, not Moses necessarily.
这个整个过程我就不提了。
And so again, I won't go into the specifics.
然后接下来他就讲到，就说。以赛亚。
And then he talks about Isaiah.
以赛亚，我们知道是神非常重要的一个先知。
You know, he is an important prophet in for God.
当以赛亚讲到，
And so when Isaiah said,
他说：“愿神，愿你列国而降。”神祷摩以赛亚祷告的时候，愿神列国而降。列天而降，对不对？
He will what? He prayed that may the Lord rend the heavens.
那我们今天弟兄姐妹在祷告的时候，我们也常常说，愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So in our prayer, we also pray that as His will be done on earth as in heaven.
这是我们每一位弟兄姐妹的心声。
And that is what is in our heart.
这个。神重用以赛亚。
And so God uses Isaiah.
他有一个很重点的在于，以赛亚他敬畏神的话语。
And the emphasis there being he is the word of God.
And 当众弟兄分享到这一段的经文的时候呢。
And so he talks about this passage.
他讲到以赛亚听到神的声音。战惊。
And that he was shocked when he heard the voice of God.
那为什么以赛亚听到神的声音会战惊呢？
And so why was he shocked?
因为神的话语，他认为比任何东西都重要。
Because the word of God is more important than anything else on the earth.
所以神他重用以赛亚，让以赛亚在整个为以色列百姓，他如何在他的历史民族过程当中如何受到审判，如何得到安慰，如何得到拯救的整个过程，提出许多的预言。
And so of course then we know of what happened where then through Isaiah God was able to render judgment and restoration and the fulfillment of the prophecy.
啊，最后一个就是他提到一个以西结。
And of course then there's Ezekiel.
那以西结就是在以西结的整个经文当中我们看到最多的一句话是什么？
And one of the most used phrases among Ezekiel is what?
那以西结的内经文当中最多的一句话就是讲到耶和华的话临到我。
It says that the word of the Lord came to me.
我相信弟兄姐妹如果有查考以西结经文的时候，都会看到这句话在以西结的经文当中五四处的出现。
And that of course if you study the book of Ezekiel, you will find indeed the same.
那我们讲到就是说我们如何感觉到神与我们同在呢？
And so how do we know that God is with us?
那有的弟兄姐妹就感觉到，哎，神好像我在经历生活当中好像没有感觉到神与我同在。
Sometimes you may feel in my daily life I don't really feel God's presence with me.
但神是否跟你同在，关键取决于你如何看见，如何看重神的话语。
And it all comes down to how you see God's, the importance of God's word.
因为我们的眼目看到什么东西，我们的心就会在哪里。
Because where our heart is, that's what we, then that's what we will see.
所以说在以西结里面，很多的地方教导我们，就说我们人如何看重神的话语。我们看到神，看重神的话语，我们心就在神的话语上面。
And that's why the book of Ezekiel talks about how as we place our heart on the word of God, we also see the word of God.
Okay, 因为时间的关系，我具体的就不说，因为有很多故事，我听到了一个讲的那个美国的一个家庭，基督教的这个信徒家庭，他讲到就说，他用多年的积蓄。然后去自己创办了一个那个花园。
Some other example of like an American family where they use many years to come up with
create a garden.
然后这个花园因为气候天气的关系，整个让它这个。全部的东西都没有得到收果，都坏掉了。
And so, because the weather was so bad that there was no harvest.
他每一年就说，他每个礼拜都有参加聚会，但是因为那一天丰收得到这个破坏，然后他就有一两三个礼拜不去教会聚会的。
And then so they, because one time the garden was really bad, and so there were a couple weeks they were not able to join the meeting.
他说。然后接下来那个教会的负责弟兄就到他家里面去问他，哎，为什么你这两个礼拜没有来啊？
So the responsible brother visited him and asked, hey, how come you were not able to come the last couple weeks?
他说，我这么敬畏神，但是神没有给我同在。我花了很多钱去经营这个花园，这个菜园，这个全部都没有了。
And he said, well, I love God, but God's presence was not with me because I spent all this time and money on this garden and it's no more.
所以神就借着这牧师就借着这样的事情就教导他们，我们的眼目如何看重神，如何看重世界的事情。
And so the speaker is using this example to talk about how our eyes look upon the things of this world versus the things of God.
感谢主，我因为时间关系，我就不做太多的详细的分享，就交通。然后就我们最后就是讲到，就是说我们的眼目应该要定睛在主的身上。
And so because of time, I would just cut it short here, but I would just say how it's important to me.That we put our eyes on the Lord.
我们要有具备一个等候的心，等候神。
That we have a watchful heart to wait for God.
我们要有一个清静的心，倾听神的微小的声音。
And then we also have a heart that intensely listens to the still small voice of the Lord.
好，我们大家一起祷告，做一个简单祷告。
I'll pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, I want to thank you.
感谢你是让我们能够也能够成为一个守望者。
Thank you that we can be a watchman.
主啊，你借着以赛亚先知说，天是你的座殿，脚地是你的脚凳。
And then even through Isaiah that you say the earth is your footstool.
主啊，愿主你裂天而降。
And that indeed may you rend the heavens open.
求主你赐给我们教会能够成为你所用的器皿。
And that you will help the church to be a vessel that is fitful for your purpose.
求主你行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
你也祝福我们众弟兄姐妹。
And that you will help brothers and sisters.
让我们能够都能够回到你创始成终的，从你归回你在基督的生命里面。
That will return to the life that you have intended for us since creation.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just checking. When you come, please mention your name. Brother Chu just shared.
好，刚刚那个我们是邱弟兄啊，跟我们交通的。
We have one more opportunity.
我们还有一位弟兄姊妹可以上来做见证。
主内弟兄们平安，我今天非常感动。我今天非常感动，因为这电也没有，然后大家还在这安安静静的听我们。做见证啊，真的非常感动。我本来上次就想分享，但是我不知道还要提前报名。Sorry， 王青。
My name is Sister Wang Qing. And I'm very touched that even here today without electricity, all the brothers and sisters are still intently listening.
真的也是圣灵感动啊！现在我站在这，就简单说几句，因为我准备的挺多，还拿笔记做，但是我一看今天也没那么多时间了哈，我就简单说。
Because even though I plan to write it all out, but I've been touched by the Spirit to come up here to share.
真的，我就为我妈妈做见证。我妈妈，
I want to share a testimony about my mother.
我妈妈躺下16年吧，15年半，每天就一个姿势，躺在床上不能动。
My mother is in bed for about 15 or 16 years now, and all day she's just in bed.
Yeah, 但是那期间呢，她是2010年她倒下，
2010, she had a fall.
那个期间我在加拿大上班，我也没法回国去服侍她，帮她。
At the time I was in Canada working, so I was unable to come back to care for her.
真的，每天就我感觉我活在炼狱里边了。
Every day I was in distress.
Again, hell. Yeah, thank you. 然后呢，到2011年的我回国。
In 2011, I returned back to the country.
但是看到他开始还没意识，没想到他病那么重。
At first, I didn't think she would be so ill.
他是大面积脑梗引起的。
She has a condition,
stroke. 然后呢，后来当我发现他病那么重的时候，真的我每天非常难过，非常难过。
After I realized just how sick she was, I was very, I was in a lot of distress.
真的感谢主，后来父神很奇妙的又把我带回北美。
So it was it was miraculous how the Lord brought me back to North America.
然后我从这边受洗，
And I was baptized here.
然后我2016年回国。
And in 2016, I went back to China.
就在那期间，每天也是为妈妈祷告，感谢主。
And while I was away, I was praying for my mother every day.
还回国之后带领我妈妈信了上帝了。
And when I returned, I led my mother to be saved.
她虽然一个姿势，但是她脑子真的神保守，能说话，能明白我们说的是什么。
And while she cannot move, she can speak and she understands.
她在发病的时候只68岁。
When she became ill, she was only 68 years old.
然后呢，真的保守15年半，然后去年12月24号，她安归天家了，我回国帮他归天家祷告什么
And it was a miracle how 15-16 years she was ill, but this past year, December 24th, she went to be with the Lord.
感谢主，在那个妈妈倒头那一瞬间，我的弟弟也得救了
And also thank the Lord that during this time, my younger brother also came to know the Lord.
Yeah, 所以非常感恩。只有父神。刚才我祷告也说，我40岁出国，我在旷野40年。
So yes, thank the Lord that 40 years it felt like I was in the wilderness, and at 40 I came to Canada.
To Canada, then to New York City.
Canada and New York City.
所以父神不离不弃的爱真的带领我走到今天。
So it's the Lord, his love that has not forsaken me and has led me to this day.
感谢赞美主。我今天这个简单的见证给大家分享，就想说什么，我们一定要靠着主，靠任何事没用，因为我妈妈躺在那儿，你说应该怎么办，我们应该怎么办，真的，我不爱哭啊，但是我真的一想起我妈我非常难受，你知道吗？
Yes, I just thank the Lord that it's only the Lord. As my mom was laying there in bed, and I was helpless, that only we can only I learned that I could only rely on the Lord.
在最后那一刻，他来到时候，我亲他额头，我说妈妈，你要是觉得自己走孤单，我说我陪你去。
And her last moments, when she was taking her last breath, I placed a kiss on her forehead and I.Said, if you need to go, I'll go with you.
但是我说父神的旨意我还要成全啊。我说您先去那地方，将来我们都去找您去。
But we still have to live by the Lord's purpose, and if you go first, I will join you later.
他明白了想法，他用手勾了我一下，当时真的感谢主。
She understood because she held on to my hand.
我今天真的放胆传讲天国福音，在这也是父神的旨意吧。这么多年我不敢说，我不想说，因为这个见证真的父神爱我，但是我又想必须把父神福音传出去。
And this testimony is one that I've kept to myself for a long time, but I want to do the kingdom work and share this with you all.
感谢赞美主啊，我的见证就这样，耽误大家时间。
My sister, read the verse in 2 Corinthians 9. You can share. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
读一下哥林多后书的第九章。
And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my weakness, that the power of Christ may overshadow me.
他对我说我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好像基督的能力覆庇我。
When we journey through on this earth, there are many difficulties and challenges.
当我们在这个路上行走的时候，我们遇到很多困难，遇到很多挑战。
But our God is real, our Lord is real.
但是我们的神是真的神啊，我们的主是真的主。
I can testify with our sister Jin Bao and with his son Guo Yuan.
我可以这个能够见证我们他的我们金宝姊妹还有他的儿子
and
这个果园。
The Lord, the help the Lord provides is so timely. Sometimes you cannot even imagine where it comes from or who coordinated.
Yeah, 我们主的这个帮助是何等的及时，有时候我们不知道他是我们的主的帮助是怎么来的。
Sorry, this is disturbing. But it's just so marvelous that you can imagine with
metastatic cancer patients like our young brother Jinbao, Guoyuan. There are so much need in many, many different aspects.
也就是何等的这个惊奇。 我们国元小弟兄他所经历的这个炎症是何等的这个需要。
And you cannot imagine, but the Lord just provide the timely help from everywhere.
我们不能想象我们这主从各个地方能够供应这个及时的帮助。
We really want to give glory to the Lord.
我们要把我们的这个荣耀归给我们的主。
And thank you for our other brothers and sisters' testimony.
我们也感谢其他弟兄姊妹的见证。
Let's have a quick word of prayer.
我们有一个祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you for all these living testimonies.
我们实在是要感谢你这些弟兄姊妹活的一些做的见证。
Lord, it is not because of man, it is all because of you.
它不是这些不是出于人，那是因为你。
And Lord, we do want to thank you. You have resurrected, and today, by your Spirit, you live within every one of our hearts.
我们要感谢你，你已经复活了，你住在我每一个人的心里面。
Oh Lord, may you continue to lead us and continue to mold us and change us, mold every one of us to the image of your Son.
你继续来引领我们，能把我们继续塑造我们每个人，能够成为你儿子的形象。
Lord, what a calling, what a glorious calling you have on every one of us.
这是你对我每一个人所有这个荣耀的呼召。
Lord, help every one of us to walk in your presence, even today, even this week.
帮助我们能够行走在你的同在里面，今天就是整个礼拜都是这样。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
我们祷告奉我们主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are dismissed.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们散会。
It's a keep the sound. This.